Welcome to After the Game, our regular post-game interview feature of Saugatuck High broadcasts on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Talking with Saugatuck football coach Bill Dunn. Following a 61-0 win over visiting Bloomingdale on homecoming, and it was mission accomplished. Literally, your team took this game seriously and treated as such. The scoreline reflected it.
Yes, we did a lot of nice things in our offensive passing game that we've been working on in practice. Defensively, we had a great effort as well. So I'm pretty pleased with the execution of the game plan and how the kids did offensively and defensively. Still got some things to work on. That's always a work in progress. So on to next week and Martin.
And one other thing, too, is we talked about last week and we talked about before the game today was the fact that mentally get the kids into this game. They certainly approached it with a very strong mental attitude tonight.
Yeah, like I said, they executed very well. When we went into the game, we said, we got to get better. Okay, every week you got to get better, no matter what the competition level is. You have to get better with your job, your assignments, the things that you have to do. And I thought we did a great job with that. The turnovers, I'm not sure if we had a turnover. I'm pretty sure we had zero, in addition to very few penalties.
Penalties at the end of the game, and that's it.
And that's it. So our kids did a great job. It got a little chippy, got a little chippy at the end, but our kids kept their composure and did very well.
I thought Putzke had a good game tonight, both sides of the ball.
Hey, Putzke's an underrated guy, man. He goes about 145, maybe wet, but he is one of the toughest kids we have on our team, and he's a smart kid. He's got great instincts, and he's only a sophomore, and he's going to get bigger physically, and certainly he's going to improve his game because he loves the game of football.
I have to ask Coach Dunn about your son. Dad Dunn had to be awfully pleased with the way Blake played, literally, for only 24 minutes. You sat him down second half.
Yeah, he did a great job in the second half. And, you know, he's got all the physical tools. And I just love the fact that as a freshman, he has such great composure and he's adjusted to the speed of the game at the varsity level. And I'm, you know, as a dad, I'm pretty proud of him. And as a coach, doggone it, I got this kid for four more years.
And what's the nice thing is I mentioned the fact that you only played him two halves. A ninth grader in a nine-game season, or maybe even more, a couple more wins will ensure that, it's going to be a long, tedious campaign. When you can get him two quarters basically off, that helps.
Yeah, yep, the wear and tear helps. You know, he doesn't get beat up and shots taken at him and this, that, whatever. But, yeah, he did a nice job in one half of football and sat 24 minutes.
Now up to Martin, and another game that looks winnable based on the records, based on some of the things that have gone on. But if this team continues its mental mindset, as it showed in homecoming tonight, all the distractions and all the possible trip-ups, it might be another nice win across the other side of the county.
Yep. Again, a full week of execution, get better, play hard, work hard, train hard, and go out and get another win hopefully next week. Again, never underestimate your opponent. Continue to work on no turnovers and execution and all those good things. And bottom line, we've got to stay healthy too because we are only 17, 18 deep, and there's not a whole lot of room for injury.
Hartman did a nice job stepping in because we had to step in tonight.
Yeah, Cole Hartman, another freshman kid that's been a teammate of Blake's for several years. Did a very nice job. You know, he's a 5'10", 190-pound kid that's strong as an ox. And, you know, again, he just needs game experience, but he certainly did a very nice job.
The Indians and the Martin Clippers next Friday. You'll hear it on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com beginning at 6:40. And after that game, we'll talk again with head coach Bill Dunn. And tonight, we talked to him after a 61-0 homecoming victory over Bloomingdale. Coach Dunn, thank you.
Thank you.